What?
Yeah, what's up, how gangster are you, cuz?
What?
I don't fuck with you, cuz, if you disrespecting me.
Woo!
I don't fuck with you, cuz, if you disrespecting me.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, y'all. Hope y'all are doing good. Oh, wait. Let me make sure everything's set up here. Give me just a second. Make sure my screens are together, honey. Make sure everything is muted. Hope you guys are doing good today. Oh, come on, YouTube. Let me make sure this screen is working. Okay, cool. So y'all can see me over here. Okay, good. Let's see what this screen is doing. Oh my gosh, it's been a lot of stuff going on. You know, sorry I'm late, but I'm late for journalistic purposes. Like I told the dude in the chat, if you got some other shit to do, if you got somewhere to be, bye. You ain't got to sit around and wait on my black ass. You can come back and watch the replay. All that you need to hurry up. I got stuff to do. You ain't got this. Why are you sitting around waiting on a YouTuber? Okay? I'm about receipts. I don't do innuendos, and I don't just do, you know, weirdo gossip for clicks and views. So I hope you guys are doing good. Today is Monday, June 28th. It has been a very interesting weekend. Good. I see y'all. What's up? So this weekend was BET weekend, BET Awards. A lot of stuff went down. Cardi B announced finally to the world that she was pregnant. She's been keeping this under wraps for months because she did not want to deal with just the drama, the scrutiny, and just all the mess. If she could have kept her pregnancy secret until she gave birth, she probably would have. But she's working on a lot of projects that she's going to eventually be seen by people. So she decided to announce it, you know, pull a Beyonce and announce it during the BET Awards. So I'm not mad at her. Shout out Barty Gangs in the house. So, yeah, I was taking a nap earlier because my sleep pattern has been off. I'm still trying to get used to, you know, sleeping, you know, in the hotel and everything until, you know, the house gets done. I was able to swing by the house Sunday. The realtor let me in and they are putting in work. The cabinets are in. Some of the vanity sinks are in. So I'm super excited, y'all. I'm excited. I can't wait till this process is over and I can move into my new custom home, honey. But, thank you guys. Y'all already are sending super chats. I appreciate y'all. Aisha Littleton Official says, I've been sick. I love you. I've been watching you since high school and I graduated now. Love you. Keep up the good work. You are so welcome. And thank you for the support since high school. I really appreciate it. So she came on there. She announced, honey, that she was with child. Her and Offset, they're expecting baby number two. So she was super duper happy and everybody was really happy for her yesterday. Matter of fact, I think Eva, because I was like, child, I was taking a nap. So Eva hit me up in the DMs, was like, Cardi done broke the internet. I said, oh, damn, she done told the world she's pregnant. And, you know, everybody was super happy for her. And then, of course, today there had to be a bunch of bullshit. And so she's really upset. You know, that's what took so long. I've been talking to her for like the past hour. And she's just really hurt. She's really upset because, you know, some information, just some bullshit came out. Now, I don't know a lot about Jessica Wu. I know Jessica Wu from Love & Hip Hop. That's where I was introduced to her. And I think on Love & Hip Hop, they said she was like an Instagram person where she would do like comedic skits and jokes and she's Haitian, you know. And I remember watching on Love & Hip Hop and she seemed cool. And I guess she's a YouTuber now, like everybody else, right? So she was doing commentary and basically insinuating that Cardi B and her team went out their way to take down Nicki Minaj, right? Now, I understand it's an entire, you know, video, whatever. But, of course, the clip that the blogs ran with are the messiest clips. And see, that's the thing. Everybody wants to do commentary. But you have to understand, especially, you know, with Jessica, she is somewhat of a, you know, pseudo celebrity because she was on reality television. So, you know, whatever you say, it's going to hold more weight than just a random person just talking. So when Jessica Wu said what she said, blogs like the Neighborhood Talk, honey, they ran to post this. So let me just share my screen real quick here. So this is where all the drama comes in. I'm going to go ahead and break everything down. And initially today, I just wanted to do a live stream by Jamie Lynn Spears because I've been waiting, bitch. Got my Fitbit watch. Let me pull that up. Been waiting for days for Jamie Lynn to, you know what I'm saying, say something about her sister. And today she finally said something. So I was really going to go live anyways. And then when I got up from my nap, my DMs was just in shambles with all this stuff about Cardi and Jessica and this back and forth. So I wanted to know, you know, what the hell was going on. So let me share my screen real quick here. Thank you guys. You guys like the look. I appreciate y'all. I feel rested. I feel a lot better. So let me share this. So this was Neighborhood Talk. And this is, you know, Neighborhood Talk is definitely Team Nikki. This is a big Nikki supporting blog, as are many of the blogs. You know, all these blogs got their favorite. Hollywood Unlocked, they support Cardi, you know, things like that. So he ran with this and he said, basically, you know, do y'all believe her? And so I'm going to play the clip here. This clip is a little bit short. I like this other clip that Kendall put out. This was a little bit longer. So let me play this clip for y'all. This is what Jessica Wu said.
There will be so many people that you guys will never know their names that have been behind the demise of so many people's careers. Like, I'll give you an example, and this is me spilling tea. I'll never forget, 4 years ago, I met someone that was on Cardi's team back in 2017. And they literally told me, like, this is something that was told to me, that, yeah, like, putting Cardi out, our goal was to knock Nikki out. And that was the first time I heard that topic. Then not too long later, the whole Nikki and Cardi thing happened. And I remember just thinking to myself, yo, like, so-and-so told me, like, this is what they were trying to do. And then you have these two women, there will be
so— Okay, so let me come back on the screen really quick. So when Kyle posted this on Neighborhood Talk, Cardi came onto his site and she wrote this. So she says, the lies. I hate that I gotta address this shit. This is so irrelevant. Jessica Wu is the same person that I got my DM that got in my DMs asking me advice because she signed to my old record label. She felt like my old manager played her. If anybody ever told you that about another woman, then why would you go and sign with them as well? No matter how stressful my 3 years of litigation was with my old manager, I know he will never say that since he's a queen nigga. And last thing in our heads was another woman when we was trying to make it, which we did. And yes, I got the DMs. So that is what Cardi B said. Then on top of that, she also took to Twitter. Let me see, is this the right one? Okay, this is what she wrote on Twitter. She says, I've been quiet, at peace while working, and I'm preparing for my blessings. I refuse to let anyone interrupt it. I'm not addressing any of these narratives the way I've let them distract me in the past. If anyone wants receipts, head over to @officialKendallBarbie on IG now. Bye. So she sent everything to Kendall, and that's what I had posted. But let me just come back full screen here. So y'all heard what Jessica said. Basically, she's insinuating, okay, with that clip, you know, granted it's a longer video, but what people took away, they don't care about the long video. They care about the hot topic. And the hot topic was her basically insinuating that Cardi B and her team were in cahoots to take down Nicki Minaj, okay? And so in that video, she's not saying Shaft. She's not talking about B-Hop. She's insinuating her team. Most people don't know anything that's going on with Cardi B and Shaft. They know that Cardi B is signed to Atlantic. So what ended up happening is that many people put two and two together, a wrong two and two, but they did. And they said, this is our aha moment. This is proof that Cardi was an industry plant. She was put here to take down Nicki Minaj. And this celebrity, Jessica Wu, is confirming it. So what happened is that Cardi was being attacked relentlessly all over Neighborhood Talk. You know, when they posted her pregnancy pictures, people were dragging her, you know, wishing her death, wishing her just really bad shit. So she was very, very upset, you know, because, again, she didn't even want to announce her pregnancy. She was kind of forced to. And then now this person comes up just starting all this mess. And I don't know Jessica's backstory. I don't know if she's a mother. She has children. I don't know anything about her like that in detail. But, you know, for women who have been pregnant, women who are mothers, that is one of the most sensitive times, is that you want your peace. You don't want to be drug into some beef, especially with somebody that you have been tied to, you know, with beefs in the past. She just wants to just chill during her pregnancy. She does not want to sit on the, you know, she does not want to look on Hollywood, on Neighborhood Talk and see people dragging her and wishing her death because of what this woman said. So Cardi B came back with the receipts. And on top of that, She also sent me more receipts. She sent me their DM conversation. She sent me the whole thing. I'm not going to play the whole thing because it was a lot of back and forth. And she's really upset in the DMs. You know what I'm saying? She's going off. And Jessica Wu is backtracking. But even before we get to the DM conversation, because that's what I was busy doing, was gathering the receipts for all y'all who's trying to rush me. Like I said, I don't dabble in innuendos and gossip on my channel. We bring receipts here. So she was really upset. So let me go back to my page and show you guys the receipts here that Ken was posting. So let me share my screen. Okay, so here are the old DMs between Cardi and Jessica Wu. So the problem was Jessica Wu, this was in 2019. She's saying, good evening, Cardi. Remember we met with Shaft. And she said, against my better judgment, I signed to Shaft earlier this year. Now, for y'all who don't know, let me give y'all a little backstory on Shaft. Shaft was Cardi B's original manager, okay? He was with Cardi from the beginning, but Shaft has a very small record label. And, you know, he's Haitian, B-Hop is Haitian, Jessica Wu's Haitian. So that might have been why Jessica Wu kind of felt comfortable with signing with him initially, because they're all Haitian. Shout out to my Zos, you know what I'm saying? So she signed with Shaft. Cardi B was signed to Shaft. But the problem is Shaft does not have big connections in the industry. At that point, Cardi B was trying to go more mainstream. Like, he was able to get her little gigs like Love and Hip Hop and Fashion Nova and things like that. But as far as her wanting to be mainstream, she would have to sign with somebody bigger, hence Atlantic. So then what ended up happening is that Shaft was really upset. And him and Cardi were real close. I've been known about their lawsuit for years, but he was very upset because he felt like, you know, he really put Cardi on. He, you know, he put a lot of money into her and now she wants to leave. It's no different. You know, people do that all the time. The same thing with Miss Deb. She's been through that a lot of times. Miss Deb found Nicki, helped Nicki out, but then Nicki wanted bigger success and Miss Deb just didn't have access to that. So that is why Nicki left and went to, you know, a different label. So Cardi kind of did the same thing with Shaft. So Shaft ended up suing Cardi. They've been in a lawsuit now for like the past 3 years. It's finally over. Okay, Shaft got a big ass bag. Okay, that's one thing about Shaft. He's about his damn money. So they finally settled and Cardi paid him a lot of money. I don't want to disclose how much he ended up paying him. I don't know if it's public or not yet. If it's public, y'all will find it. But it was definitely a significant amount of money that she had to pay Shaft, you know, to get up out that deal and all this other stuff. So she paid Shaft off. And so in 2019, Jessica was writing her. She didn't see it until a few weeks later. And Cardi was replying back to her and she was saying, damn, I wish I'd have seen this message sooner. I just settled. This would have been a big help. Shake my head. So, you know, they're just kind of talking about the whole Shaft thing. And she's trying to give Jessica Wu advice. So then let's see here. And she's telling him, don't sue unless you got hardcore evidence on him, because litigation is a long, expensive process, but you might win. And then Jessica Wu says, girl, 91K is less than 4 months. Meanwhile, none of the producers have been paid. Everybody is after him. He got the money. One producer tried to sue me for $800 because Shaft still hasn't paid him. So basically, Shaft, you know, he's been accused of doing like some janky stuff. So that's what she was putting out there. Like, damn, where did all this... So that's what she's putting out there, because she's like, well, damn, where did all this come from? Because last time we talked, I'm giving you advice on how to, you know, manage the whole situation with Shaft. And now you're sitting here twisting it around saying that basically I was brought into the game to take down Nicki Minaj. So she's very upset about that. So then this was, I'm going to play the full clip, but Ken ended up playing a clip here. Jessica Wu talking about the situation because Cardi gave him a snippet. Let me see here. So this was her kind of confronting her.
Hey, Cardi, it's just too much for me to type, but...
Okay, I'm going to come back to that clip, but let me just read what Cardi wrote here. She said, bro, the fuck Jessica Wu said... Okay, sorry. This is Cardi's conversation with B-Hop. So B-Hop was the guy... Basically, he's the bad guy. He was the one that used to take money. Like when Cardi did shows at the club, B-Hot would be there to count the money at the end of the night to make sure that she was able to get her bag, because you don't want to have security counting money and then also having to watch her. So B-Hop was under Shaft. So basically, she tried to twist it around. First, it went from insinuating that it was Cardi and Atlantic. Then she went from it insinuating that it might have been Shaft to then saying that it was B-Hop. So then Cardi B confronts B-Hop, and she hasn't spoken to B-Hop in a while. So she DM'd him. And she says, yo. And he's like, what's up? Congrats on the new expansion to the family. And she says, bro, why the fuck Jessica Wu said that you told her that our plans was to take Nikki out? When did we ever spoke about her when I was under KSR? And why would she say that out of nobody? Why would she say that out of anybody? You told her that. And so B-Hop replies back, and B-Hop is like, I never said that ever. I promise I never said that. You know, I don't do the gossiping thing. Only thing I speak on is business and future goals. So that was B-Hop responding to Cardi B, and Cardi B brought those receipts showing, like, you know what I'm saying, this whole situation makes no sense. So then she goes back to confront Jessica, and she says, but he says that you're lying and you can't say my current label or my past label because B-Hop's position with me was so small, just collecting back ends, nothing to do with music or business ventures. And in that interview, you made it seem like it was someone from the industry, and B-Hop is not in the industry at all. You can't lie on Shaft because he will sue you. So you decided to put it on someone who had a small position on my team and then you said it with no evidence and involving my name in it. So then she replies back and she says, well, of course he's going to say that. And she says, B-Hop told me that he introduced you to Beyonce and that you had a collab with her because he introduced you to her. Like, of course he's going to say that. And then she says, here you go lying again, because I met Beyonce at Made in America, and the song is a well known rumor on the internet. So you just making shit out your ass. So then at that point, Kendall also found an old tweet from Jessica Wu from 2018, and she says, 2 p.m. Whoo, I'm tired of being entertained by this Cardi and Nikki shit. 6:35 p.m. Me running over to IG to see Cardi pull these receipts. Then she says, I just want Nikki to stop dedicating Queen Radio to Cardi B. It's old and it's tired. We've had enough. So basically showing that, you know, back then she was messy and kind of wishy-washy, you know, on either side. So the whole situation is a mess. But now more information came out, because as me and Cardi were texting earlier and talking, I hit her up and I'm like, yo, well, have you heard from Shaft? You know, have you talked to Shaft yet? And she had reached out to him. Let me show y'all. I just want to make sure I have everything in order here. Give me just a second. Okay, so I told her I was going to go live. And I was like, well, do you have any info from Shaft? You know, like, what is Shaft saying about the situation? And I guess Shaft had just took to Instagram to basically defend himself as well, because Shaft will sue. Shaft don't play that shit. He will sue. So let me show y'all this other screenshot here. Give me just a second to remove this. Okay. So this was my original message when I was texting with her. Okay. So I said, okay, so if it wasn't B-Hop, who told her that you, do you think it was Shaft? Have you talked to him yet? So then she sent me screenshots of what Shaft posted. So let me go ahead and show y'all what Shaft posted on social media. So this is what Shaft posted. So Shaft posted the screenshot that Cardi B has stated on Neighborhood Talk. Let's see here. And then at the bottom, he says this. Lies are lies, facts are facts. You wasn't shooting in the gym with me and at I Am Cardi B. Fuck out of here. Hashtag Queens and BX, we did it first. So basically, he's confirming that Jessica lied because she had DM'd, she ended up DMing Jessica. You see it here. She sent Jessica this screenshot of what Shaq said. And she also confirmed me on the phone that when she talked to Shaq, that he also confirmed that he never told Jessica that. And she didn't even want to talk to Shaq because she just got done giving him this huge ass bag. Who wants to talk to somebody who sued you? But one thing about Cardi, she's going to come with her receipts. So Shaq confirmed over the phone that he never told Jessica that. And then he also took to social media. So now this is the screenshot of her confronting Jessica again in the DMs. So let me show y'all this. So that's the screenshot that she posted right here of Shaft and what Shaft had to say. So then she comes back and she says, again, I sincerely had no malicious intent, never mentioned names. Now here is Shaft posting this. I'm actually thankful for it because this literally helps me in future litigations with him. He breached our termination by posting this. Again, my apologies. I wish you the best. So then Cardi B says, so you did all this lying on me and him or anybody that was doing small work for legal reasons. I think she means legal something else. So now let me post the last message here that she sent Jessica. Give me just a second. So then she goes on to say this. How does this help you in any legal way when you're lying on people's labels and people that was working under him? You literally just told the world that he was trying to take another rapper. And when I confronted you about it, you said it was someone that was doing road managing for him, not even have nothing to do with music or deals, that made a whole lie up to get him to respond for your legal issues with him and putting my name in it. As much as me and Shaft don't get along, that was never our plan. You did this shit for clout. So basically, she called her all the way out. The whole situation is crazy. Like I said, everybody's entitled to believe who they want to believe. I'm bringing the receipts that I have. She's really upset about that, and she feels like it was not cool. Then they started talking in the DMs. I'm going to play a little bit of that. And she's kind of going off in the DMs because she's upset because, again, she's being attacked by a lot of the Barbs and different people on social media and being accused of trying to take out Nicki Minaj per what was insinuated on that live stream when that wasn't the case. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. Give me just a second here. The whole thing is messy. Let me make sure I have this up. Hold on. I don't know why it always wants to play under this other player. Okay, there we go. Okay, let me go ahead and share this with y'all real quick.
On your teams will be out here, like, doing things to basically pin you against artists, and that's what I was saying. But yeah, I mean, I don't know what conversations you guys had, but those were the conversations that were had with me. And I just hope, like, hearing my voice note, like, you can hear, like, sincerely, like, this is what I meant. I'm not trying to, like, lie on you. I didn't say anything about you particularly. In the video, I literally talk about, like, yo, like, these two women just wanted to be artists. Like, that was that. Their goal was not to go up against each other. But, you know, these vlogs are going to take a small clip. They're not going to play the entire thing.
Oh, stop with that fucking unity, bro. Stop with that bullshit that you was trying to do. First of all, I barely even spoke to B-Hop. And I know that that is a fucking lie. Because B-Hop never even fucking did nothing with my management. Only fucking was on the road with me. And I fired him. So don't bring that up with, oh, I know people's team, Cardi's team, associating that shit with me. And it's like, if you fuck with B-Hop and with Shaft or anybody ever said that, then why the fuck would you ever fucking sign with them? If you wasn't with that shit, you really dead ass fuck up my fucking beautiful ass day that I have so you can put me in some fucking rap ass beef that I don't give a fuck about. And it's crazy because I'm not even cool with Shaq with, oh, I know people's team, Cardi's team, associating that shit with me. And fucking fraud. Like, fuck out of here. Y'all bitches do anything for attention. That shouldn't even make sense.
Well, I wasn't present for your relationship with B-Hop, but literally when I was signed, B-Hop was my manager, and B-Hop told me he was your road manager. So, like, I mean, that's paperwork that I could show you. Like, he was road managing me. He was managing my day-to-day, and Shaft, it got to the point where Shaft didn't even, I didn't even have direct communication with Shaft. What they told me, that's how they told me they moved with you. But, I mean, I apologize. Like, I didn't mean to ruin your day, and I know you're not gonna go watch the video, but literally that's the spirit of what I'm saying in the video. Is I'm talking about unity, I'm talking about a versus between Nicki, between Lil Kim, and I'm talking about how everybody should be unified. So, like, again, like, I didn't mean to ruin your day. Sincerely, like, I apologize. That was not the goal. And I mean, I don't know what else to say, because literally, like, I've come to you for advice. Like, I literally come to you for advice to get out of my contract. So I wouldn't come to you for advice and then, like speak your name in a sense to, you know what I mean? Like, to berate you or to make you feel horrible or to, like, put you in beef. Like, that's not the goal. Like, I do commentary all the time, sometimes on my YouTube, sometimes on different talk shows, in entertainment. Like, I do that, you know? So, but that's never my goal. Like, I don't have a malicious goal. So, again, like, I truly, sincerely apologize. And, you know, I apologize. I don't know what else to say. Like, I'm not trying to make you angry. Like, I congratulate you on everything. Like,
hey, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Cause on some G shit, I'm about to really put you on blast. I don't want to hear that shit, bro. You know exactly what you was doing. B-Hop was never a fucking manager of mine. B-Hop was on the road every single time that if somebody I need to collect my back end. He collect my back end. Make sure I was good in the clubs. Nobody that was doing deals with me. Not nobody, nothing. I was dealing with Shaq directly. So don't come with that. I don't give a fuck what niggas told you. You going off with what somebody that fucking used to carry my bag saying, and then trying to say that was me and my team go. Don't play with me like that. And then you want to say, oh, I apologize. No, go say that shit to the world. Like, you publicly said that bullshit about me. Don't hear me with that bullshit. Why don't you tell the world the truth? Because you put me in some bullshit and I had to get out of my peace and my bliss to address a blog because of your shit and your lies. You're talking about somebody that was carrying my fucking bags. Talking about, oh, he say, she say. Like, that's some bullshit. Y'all always starting shit. And then y'all want to fucking publicly apologize. No. Go address that shit publicly or I will.
Well, I mean, I'm responding to you in my DM. Like, you DM me about it, so I'm DMing you back and telling you I apologize. I don't have a problem saying it publicly. Like, I don't have a problem, like, in my next video saying, hey, like, my intention was not to start beef. I was literally just, I was giving examples of this is what happens with females rappers a lot in the industry. But I'm not lying to you. Like, you know, as I'm listening to you, like, I feel like you're probably not even aware of some of the conversations that have happened concerning you with KSR. And I don't even want to rehash that because I still have PTSD from that shit. But, like, as I'm talking to you, I really feel like, sincerely, like, you're not aware of a lot of things that have been said. But even if, right, like, you're past that, you're not on their roster anymore. So, like, that's not even talking about KSR as far as, like, what were the ins and outs. Like, that's not even whatever. But, yeah, like, I listen, like, again, I did not say that to, like, oh, like, yeah, like, that's not the energy from the video. So, yeah, I mean, in my next video, I can definitely say, like, yo, I mean, yeah, like, I just was addressing female unity. Like, yeah, like, a blog picked up my clip and everything.
But I was addressing female unity. Like, I was not trying to rehash old beefs, like, than what you already are. So yeah, I mean, in my next video, like, I could definitely say, yeah, like, listen, when I addressed this, when I talked about this, this was the meaning of that. And then also,
bro, you're lying. I don't care what you say, what they said about me. Probably that if Shaq said something about me, it was probably because of leaving.
All right, honey, let me come back on the screen. And sorry if I missed a bunch of super chats. I apologize. But like I said, that was them kind of going back and forth. I wasn't going to play the whole thing. Just enough. I do feel like in a way, too, she was kind of trying to gaslight her. Like, you know, well, no, that's not what happened. It wasn't like this. But you know, when you say certain things on social media, and especially when it comes to Cardi and Nicki, that it's going to cause craziness and drama with the fandoms. You know what I'm saying? And people are going to run with that and use that to attack her. Just like if somebody says that, you know, Nicki says something about Cardi, they're going to use that to go attack Nicki. You know, so I just feel like at the end of the day, you know, maybe Jessica didn't realize what she was doing. She was trying to tell a story, but then she didn't realize how messy was coming off. But then other people are saying that that's just what she does. But I don't watch enough of her content to say one way or another. But I just wanted to break it down and basically, you know, let you guys know that that's not the case. She never got with Shaft and them to take down Nicki Minaj or to, you know, ruin her career. They're a small record label. You know, they were just trying to make it. They were just trying to eat. They were all just trying to grind. Now they ended up splitting and parting ways. You know what I'm saying? They're no longer together. But when they were grinding, they weren't thinking about Nicki. They were just trying to do their job and trying to make it to the top. So I just think it's kind of sad that, you know, in the spirit of this so-called female unity, this ended up causing a bunch of drama on social media. And it even kind of overshadowed her whole pregnancy announcement, you know, which I can understand why she's upset. Because when you're pregnant, honey, you be hormonal and angry and everything else. But, you know, she basically wanted to set the record straight that she has nothing to do with that. She never came into the industry trying to take out Nicki Minaj or anything like that. And I think that's sad that that narrative is still being spun to this day. At the end of the day, remember the Outsiders? Remember Johnny Cake? What was his saying? For all the kids born in the damn 90s and 80s, nothing gold can stay. Like, nobody's going to be at the top forever. So, of course, there's going to be a new crop of girls. There's going to be a new female MC. There's going to be a new male MC. I mean, that'd be like Rakim, you know what I'm saying, being top in 2021. Like, that doesn't make sense. There's always going to be new people. It doesn't have anything to do with taking out the old people. There's going to be somebody that's going to be replacing Cardi B. There's going to be somebody that's going to be replacing Meg Thee Stallion and Doja Cat. There's always a new crop of artists waiting in the wings. That's just what it is. But the sad thing is that when it comes to female, it always has to be some catty shit. It always has to be some nefarious, oh, they're trying to take this person out. There's all this female drama. But when it's the guys, it's just like, oh, okay, it's Lil Baby's turn. He's next up. Nobody's saying that Lil Baby is, you know, was on this whole plan to take out Drake. Nobody's pitting Drake against Lil Baby. Nobody's putting, you know, Lil Durk against Lil Boosie. You know, it's just really, really weird that when it comes to the women, it's always all this nefarious shit. It's always, you know, this underhanded stuff and, you know, such and such was put in place as some type of plant to take out this person. But these conspiracies, for some reason, never happen to the men in hip hop. The men in hip hop, they just embrace each other. They make way for the new generation. So I just think I wish that the women would learn from that, you know? So, yes, honey. It's a mess. The whole situation is a mess. Let me read some of these super chats. Like I said, I apologize if I missed some. Yolanda Drinker sent $20 and she was just basically shouting me out. I seen that come earlier. She says, hey T, just showing love. I appreciate you, sis. Salorm says, it's about time I paid for free content. It's about time I pay for the free content that you're giving me. Glad I caught your live. Hope you're doing well. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate the support. African Goddess, American Princess says, T, love you. When my sister and I are sad, we listen to Miss My Homies and wait for Silk to rap off beat. That keeps us laughing every single time. Girl, remember Dante? There was a group of us, a group of five. Now, three dead, one in jail. Now, I'm the only one alive. Ah! Y'all brought that shit back. I don't care what nobody says. Silk the Shocker was the best worst rapper in hip hop, honey. He stayed off beat. But that is still my song. I love that song. I was listening to that not too long ago. So rest in peace to Pimp C, honey. He was in that song too. He killed it. Child, you and your sister, that was so funny. You and your sister, y'all have fun listening to Silk the Shocker rap off beat. let's see here. Synchronicity Lifestyle says, hey, T, what's your opinion on transgender showing his private parts to underage girls and women at We Spa in L.A.? They let him go into the women's change room, and when the women band together to complain, the staff did nothing to keep them safe. Child. Thank you for the $50 super chat. I don't know. Child. Good luck on that shit. Let me see here. MJ Cobb said $4.99, says Lady LeSure was offered the same deal with speculations of dissing Nikki. Even Azealia Banks talked about this deal as well. Okay. And what does that have to do with the whole Shaft and B-Hop situation? Again, like I said, you'll always have people wanting to create beef and have women come into the industry to take out other women, but they don't do it to the men. So, yes. Let me see here. This thing just crashed. Hold on. Denise DeMax's auntie, $5 for the peach/pink is your motherfucking color, girl. You look like a tasty starburst. You better work. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming through with the super chat. Let's see here. Who else was here? All these screens are like running really slow. Come on now, YouTube. It's like freezing. It's like all these screens are like freezing up. Okay, Sarah Shafiq says, no matter what, I'm going to listen to both. I like both their music and always will. And that's how it should be. You know what I'm saying? If you like one, if you like them both, then support both artists. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand the whole beefing aspect of it or the whole beefing point. It just doesn't make sense. But, you know, I guess the beef sells records. And that's what it is. So we can always pit two women against each other. That's going to cause more conflict. And a lot of it comes from the fans. You know, a lot of it is the fandoms that keep the beefs going. Let's see here. Denise Castillo sent $49.99. Thank you so much, sis. She says, hey, T, waiting for you to go live and to send you a super chat. I'll watch the playback when I wake up. It's super hot in Cali. I have the AC blowing and can hardly keep my eyes open. Keep doing what you're doing. Love you always, 100. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you, and thank you so much for the super chat. I know it is super, super hot on the West Coast. They're still experiencing that horrible heat wave. A lot of the rivers and the lakes are drying up out there, so it is crazy. Please continue to stay safe. So thank you. Let's see here. Katie Bryant sent $20. Says, hey, T, finally caught alive. Why is she trying to spin the narrative about hip-hop and women? Just go public and apologize for being wrong. She was just rambling at that point. Hit the like button. Y'all love you. I think you mean I love you. T, thank you so much. Yes, please hit the like button. It's free to do. We have about 10,000 people in here, so definitely feel free to hit the like button. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. Jeremiah Anthony says, Jesse Ben Petty, remember her drama with Amara. By the way, love you. I talked to you on IG, JAnthony7417. Thank you so much for the super chat. I forgot that she was beefing with Amara La Negra. I think that was like the whole Love and Hip Hop situation. I forgot all about that. But thank you for the super chat. Tom Tim Production says, what do you think about the way Lil Nas X ended his performance at the BET Awards? I have no opinion on it. That's Lil Nas X. It's to be expected. So, hey, it is what it is. Thank you for the super chat. And Gozy O says, hey, mommy, my apologies for timing people out for spamming in the chat. No apologies. If they're spamming and doing a bunch of BS, you have every right to time them out. You know what I'm saying? Just don't block them if they have like a difference of opinion. You know, as long as they're not in there cursing and going off on me, I'm cool with that. But yeah, you can be in there spamming. If you're in there spamming, you're going to be timed out or even removed by a mod. That's just part of the rules. So anyhow, let me go ahead and talk about this whole situation with Jamie Lynn Spears. Now, we all know the whole Free Britney movement has been a big thing. Everybody's talking about it. People are seeing her conservatorship for what it is, nothing more than a money grab. And I remember I had did a podcast the other day. I had to put it up. I had did like a green room podcast. I just haven't edited it yet. But we were talking on there and I was saying that I had did a whole rabbit hole into the conservatorship. And to me, this was nothing but a bunch of people in cahoots to get money off of Britney Spears. I know a lot of people are saying that Britney should sue. I think at this point, with all the information that's coming out, I think it's criminal. I think somebody should go to jail because this conservatorship was keeping a lot of people fed, from her family members to her father to managers to judges, lawyers, psychiatrists. Everybody had a vested interest for keeping Britney Spears in this situation. And now that the truth is out, everybody's trying to backtrack and pussy pop, including her sister, Jamie Lynn Spears, because everybody's been dragging Jamie Lynn's ass for the past few days. So today she decided to come out and quote unquote defend herself and talk about the conservatorship situation. So I want to go ahead and play that for you guys here. I'm not buying nothing that's coming out of Jamie Lynn's mouth, but you know, she has the right to talk. Let's see here. Sabrina Baby 12 said $9.99 says, hey T, she knew that mentioning their names together was, she knew what mentioning their names together was going to do. She's in the media, but anyone would know. I agree. Yeah, there's definitely a benefit. When you talk about Cardi or Nicki, you're definitely going to get clicks and views, you know? So at the end of the day, maybe that's what she was trying to do, was get on the blogs. Who knows? So let me go ahead and pull up this Jamie Lynn. This Jamie Lynn, but no, you know what? Let me play this. Before I show the Jamie Lynn thing, Azealia Banks also spoke about this. Let me show y'all what Azealia Banks had to say about the whole Britney Spears situation. I want to share that with you guys real quick before I go in with Jamie Lynn. Okay, so this was Azealia Banks talking about Britney this weekend.
Like, the shit that really pisses me off about how the industry or how anybody in the world deals with a fucking woman. What the fuck is disabled about Britney Spears? Like, all the fucking choreo I have seen this woman do, all the fucking songs this woman has sang and memorized, like, where is the disability? What is the fucking disability? Sadness? Angst? Depression? That's what y'all call fucking disabled? No. Because y'all do that same shit to me all the fucking time. Britney Spears is not disabled. Azealia Banks is not fucking disabled. Y'all niggas just do shit to fucking piss a bitch off and put her in a corner to the point where she fucking wants to shave her fucking head and fucking lose her fucking mind. And then you wanna label her disabled and be like, oh yeah, put her on fucking medication and put her on this and put her on that. This shit is not fair. And this shit is really not fair.
All right, so you guys just heard what Azealia Banks had to say about the situation. And I think she's telling a lot of truth. I don't see this happening to a man. How many times has Kanye West went on rants and raves? Kid Cudi was, you know, sent to have a 5150 evaluation a few years ago. All of these men are still able to drive, live their lives. Nobody is managing Kanye West's money, even though he has diagnosed bipolarism. It's like, I feel like they're only able to do this because, one, she's a female pop star and she garnered a lot of money. So Azealia Banks is definitely right when she says that a lot of this was done simply because she was a woman. So let me go ahead now and share with you guys what Jamie Lynn had to say about the situation. So give me just a second here to pull up her video. Shit, I ain't seen Jamie Lynn since damn Zoe 101. But I guess she wants to share her opinion with the world. So here is Jamie Lynn talking about her sister.
Everybody, I just want to take a second to address a few things. The only reason I haven't before is because I felt like until my sister was able to speak for herself and say what she felt she needed to say publicly, that it wasn't my place and it wasn't the right thing to do. But now that she's very clearly spoken and said what she needed to say. I feel like I can follow her lead and say what I feel I need to say. I think it's extremely clear that since the day I was born, I've only loved, adored, and supported my sister. I mean, this is my freaking big sister before any of this bullshit. I don't care if she wants to run away into a rainforest and have a zillion babies in the middle of nowhere, or if she wants to come back and dominate the world the way she has so many times before. Because I have nothing to gain or lose either way. This situation does not affect me either way, because I am only her sister who is only concerned about her happiness. I've made a very conscious choice in my life to only participate in her life as her sister, as an aunt to those boys. Maybe I didn't support the way the public would like me to with a hashtag on a public platform, but I can assure you that I've supported my sister long before there was a hashtag, and I'll support her long after. Note that. I mean, I've worked since I was 9 years old. I've paid mom freaking bills since I was 10 years old. Not that I owe the public anything, because my sister knows I love and support her. That's the only person I owe anything to. I'm not my family. I am my own person. I'm speaking for myself. I'm so proud of her for using her voice. I'm so proud of her for requesting new counsel, like I told her to do many years ago. Oh, not on a big public platform, but just in a personal conversation between two sisters. So I'm very proud that she's taken that step. If ending the conservatorship, if flying to Mars or whatever the hell else she wants to do to be happy, I support that 100%. Because I support my sister. I love my sister, always have, always will, as long as she's happy. So, let's keep praying. That's all.
Okay, Jamie. Child, let me come back on the screen here. So y'all heard what Jamie Lynn had to say. I love how she wiped away that fake tear that couldn't fall out her eye. Now, my issue with Jamie Lynn is this. A lot of people are bringing receipts. She's claiming she's been working and she's been, you know, she's had money since she was a wee lass and she's paid her own bills and everything else. Now, granted, you've had money, but let's keep it real. Has she done anything since Zoe 101? I don't keep up with Jamie Lynn, but I haven't seen her really produce anything but a child since Zoe 101. So people find receipts from the conservatorship where Jamie Lynn is definitely benefiting. On top of that, if you guys remember when Brittany was talking in that video, Brittany was basically blasting her whole family because Jamie Lynn is trying to say one thing, but Brittany was clearly in there stating like, no, this is to my whole family. She's upset at the whole family, mom included, brother included, all of them. Even her brother-in-law tried to come out. I think it was Jamie Lynn's husband. His name is Jamie as well. A lot of Jamies in this family. He tried to come out and basically take up for the family. And then when that didn't work and people drug him on Sunday, now Jamie Lynn is coming out. I'm trying to find the receipts. This page just refreshed. Oh, here it is. She's okay. Now she's responding to the receipts as well. Okay, y'all check this out. Ooh, Twitter is messy. Messy, messy. So somebody says, fear of losing your allowance. And she replies back. She said, ha-ha, nice try. But I have never been paid a dime from my sister. That is her hard-earned money. I'm not entitled to a cent of it. I would not spend money I did not earn. Okay, and then the internet found receipts. This is why you can't play with the internet. Because they're going to bring them receipts. So here they're saying they have like the different dates, the addresses, and the name, American Airlines, Southwest Airlines, just different trips, vacations. And they said total family support, $76,000. And that was just in 2012. The Schedule C, living expenses. That was just in 2012. So they're basically showing that Jamie Lynn did benefit from Britney's money. So this person is saying, in late 2020, a fan called out Jamie Lynn Spears after she posted a picture of Britney Spears and how the entire family uses Britney for money. Jamie Lynn says, I never have been paid a dime from my sister. The court documents show that that is a lie. She has been paid. Hashtag free Britney. So yeah, they brought receipts on that ass. So she's definitely benefited from Britney being in this conservatorship. I don't see how, as a sibling, you don't speak up. When people were asking Jamie Lynn over the years, what is going on with Britney? Why aren't you saying anything? You know, why is she still in this conservatorship? She chose not to speak up. She said that she didn't want to speak because she didn't want to really get involved. It's family business. She doesn't want to put on social media. And I get not bringing everything to social media, but we also don't even see you going to court and sticking up for your sister. Because this was the first time that the court proceeding was publicized because Britney wanted it publicized. But before then, you can go in and read the court documents. Jamie Lynn is not there next to her sister fighting for this conservatorship to end. She said nothing. The mother said nothing. Now the mother wants to race and you know, petition the courts to have access to Britney's conservatorship. But why didn't you want to do all this before the Free Britney movement really, you know, went viral? In recent days, why didn't you do all of this before Britney came out and used her voice? So I think it's just really sad, like all this stuff that this woman has been through and how so many people, including her sister, her father, her mother, her brother, the in-laws, everybody has been eaten out for her. And now that they're being put on blast, now everybody's trying to play crazy. Everybody's trying to distance themselves. You got lawyers quitting and you got people, you know, because they know this shit is about to hit the fan. And I think if they keep digging, they're going to find out that a lot of this stuff that they've done to her is not only just wrong morally, but criminally wrong. Even for sterilization, you know, giving her an IUD and telling her that she's not legally able to take it out. You know, that she can't legally have a child. So this is just really disturbing. It's really sad. So let me go ahead here. Let's see. A. Renee says, I hope to hear Britney's response to this. Yeah, that'd be really interesting if she ends up responding back to Jamie Lynn Spears. Thank you for the super chat. JoJo from Texas at 999 says, in my lovely T voice, honey, Azealia Banks has been speaking truth lately. Seattle is 103 degrees. Ain't nothing making sense lately. Y'all better pay attention and hit that like button from Houston. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's been deadly hot in a lot of these cities. You know, that global warming is no joke. And I believe as hot as it is, and as, you know, the vegetation is drying out, do not be surprised that in Leo season, we're going to get more fires like we did last year. There'll be more fires coming to play because of, you know, just this tremendous heat wave that's going on. And it's very strange because, again, when you go to the other side of the country, you have places like Michigan that are putting out, they're declaring an emergency because they're getting so much rain. You had Texas getting a bunch of rain over the past few weeks. But on the West Coast, there's like no rain, just nothing but just heat and drought. So it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out. Let's see here. Maya Sen 499 says, giving I care a lot vibes. They are willing to do anything to stay paid. They benefited from Britney being out of control. Britney isn't safe with them. I agree. I definitely feel like she needs to end. They need to end this conservatorship and she needs to just go move on and be on her own with her boyfriend and her children and live her life, because something about this whole situation is just really nefarious to me. Blow Mayrar says, love you, T. What is your opinion on Tila Tequila calling out black women and calling us bald headed and nappy? What? I did not know she said that. I haven't been keeping up with Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila is batshit crazy. I mean, she's come out and said a lot of just weird shit over the years. She's blamed the Illuminati and, you know, she's a whole weirdo. So I'm going to have to research that. I didn't hear about that, but maybe I'll do a podcast on that. She's mad. She's another one who sold her soul long ago. Okay. Remember, she tried to come out and say later on in life that she wasn't a lesbian. She had that whole shot of love with Tila Tequila, and it was a whole bisexual show. And the whole premise was she's supposed to pick, was she in love with a female or a man? And it was all these challenges and drama. And she was the most followed person at the time on MySpace, right? So Now she's trying to take that whole situation and say that it was the Illuminati. They forced her into that. She was never bisexual. She was being used as a pawn. Child, Tequila, whatever the hell her damn name is. She's been on one. So I'm not surprised at all. I'm going to have to look more into that. But thank you so much for the super chat. Let's see here. Vintage Beauty XO 7499 says, did you see Paris Jackson say that she had PTSD from camera clicks and being harassed by the paparazzi? I feel like Britney could be affected too. I could believe that. Do you know that the name paparazzi is like a Spanish word for mosquitoes? And it's like the buzzing of your ear. You know, like when mosquitoes get by your ear and you, you know, kind of swat them, that's where the word paparazzi comes from. So I could see how, even with that name, how it has a psychological effect on these people. Because I could not imagine walking out my house and there's strangers out there and they're just watching my every move, taking pictures. Matter of fact, a video went viral of Justin Bieber having to check fans. Let me see if I can find it really quick. It was really sad that Justin even had to say this. But he was going off on fans for coming to his home. Let me see if I can pull it up. And see, nowadays, it's the fans that are doing this goofy shit. But back in the day, it was paparazzi. The paparazzi, they're under a lot more laws now that they're not really able to do. It was not as bad now as it was back in the early 2000s. They didn't give a shit. I remember when paparazzi was getting ran over and killed trying to get a picture. Because it was so much money to be made in print. If you could get that picture and sell it to the magazines for like $10,000, you'd be able to eat for the next few months. So it was like a really, really dirty game. You know, that's what got Princess Diana killed. Well, you know, that's the surface level. Now, if you go deep, it goes a lot deeper. That whole Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed situation, it goes way deeper. But that was the cover story, was the paparazzis, you know, chasing her into that tunnel. Okay. But let me go ahead and play you guys the Justin Bieber video where he had to check these fans. It was crazy. Let's see here.
I can feel them all the time. He's at his house. He said, no. At his home. Respect.
Shut up. Let me come back on the screen. Now, the main person they're filming, talking about, this is his home. Respect. You there, too. You are on his property filming him. You're just as bad as the fans. You're just as bad as the paparazzi. You know, I think there just has to be a limit. Like, we should all give each other that common decency. You know, sometimes out in public, you really can't control if you're going to a mall or, like, the movies and things like that. Would people want to take pictures with you and take pictures of you? But in front of your home, there should be some type of, you know, sanctity for the home. So I don't blame Justin Bieber for going off. And he didn't really go off in a disrespectful way. But I don't blame him for checking the fans at all. Let me go ahead here and read this super chat. Give me just a second. Aisha Muhammad sent $50. She says, hey, sis, I enjoyed the recent podcast you guys did about McAfee. McAfee. There was some debate on his name. For a long time, I've always, and a lot of people always called it McAfee, but it's pronounced McAfee. So I have to like kind of reprogram my brain into saying McAfee. But she goes on to say, I found the situation similar to the movie Unknown with Liam Neeson, played a character who was supposed to be assassinated, who was supposed to assassinate a scientist who was making something that would help the world. Wow. I haven't seen that movie yet, but that's something I'm going to have to check out. Thank you so much for the super chat, sis. I appreciate you. Just Phoebe sent some Czar money. So I'm assuming you're in South Africa. She says it's 3 a.m. in South Africa. I'm teaching English online to students in China, but I have an hour free between my next class. Thanks for keeping me awake, T. No problem. And thank you so much for joining me, sis. I appreciate you. Thank you for the super chat as well. Let's see here. TJ sent $20, says the Britney situation doesn't sit well with me. In NYC, we have the Adult Protective Services for individuals who are unstable and being abused. Brittany needs an independent investigation against the therapist, the family, and the courts. I definitely agree. That's why I said, I think once they start to peel back the onion of the whole Britney Spears conservatorship, I think they'll find out that a lot of things that were done over the years were straight up criminal and were straight up fraudulent. Because there's nothing, I mean, she's not a disabled adult. The woman is able to talk. She's able to articulate herself. And then she was caught driving a few years ago. So it's obvious she can drive. So the things that they've done to just bar her from just living her life is just really scary. Because if it can be done to her, it can be done to virtually anybody who may suffer from, let's say, a chronic illness or, you know, bipolarism or depression. I mean, most people are not going to even go there if you don't have money. Who wants to be bothered with that? But if you do have money and you do have means and you do have tangibles, you could find yourself in the same situation as a Britney Spears. So that's really frightening for a lot of people to think about. Let me go ahead and read this super chat. D Flip Pot sent 20 says, "Hey T, they said the first Jamie kid is from Dan Schneider. It said a lot of weirder things happen in that family. Dan is a known pedo." Well, that's a rumor. I've heard that over the years that her baby is by Dan Schneider instead of, I guess, I think he was like 16 or 17 at the time, the guy that they said is the father. You know, who knows? We all know Dan Schneider's a pedo, and for some reason he's still allowed to be over there on Nickelodeon. We've all seen the creepy foot videos and how he treated Ariana Grande and so many of those, you know, Nickelodeon kids. I believe he played a big role in the issues with Amanda Bynes, and maybe one day she'll tell her story. But until there's definitive proof or DNA tests, at this moment, it's just nothing but conspiracies. So I don't want to push it like it's fact, but I have heard that conspiracy that Dan Schneider is the real father of Jimmy Lynn's baby. So, which is just really disturbing to think about. But thank you for the super chat. C&J Family Show says, "Hey, lovely T, want to get a quick update. Carter's is going well, and his birthday is coming up this Friday. Wanted to give a quick family update." Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat. Thank you for the update. Let's see here. Elizabeth sent $4.99. Ooh, let's see. Just disappeared. She says, "Wasn't Jamie going off on the guy from NSYNC because he spoke about Britney's situation? She's definitely trying to save herself." Yeah, the family, you know, people have been blasting the family for years. And the family, especially her father, has turned around and sued people. Even when the first Free Britney movement came out, he sued people who had Britney websites dedicated to the Free Britney movement. So for a long time, they were trying to shut people down. And then after a while, people realized it was just smoke and mirrors. And they're like, okay, cool. If you want to sue me, let's go through with the lawsuit. Because now you got to prove that everything I'm saying is false. And that's why her old manager, Lou, a.k.a. the stalker, switched up when she tried to sue the last person, you know, trying to threaten them with a lawsuit, and they were taking it all the way. And she ended up dropping the lawsuit because she knew that once they got her in that deposition and she'd have to like really prove everything that she was doing to Britney and be held accountable, she didn't want that smoke. So I think a lot of stuff is going to come out even more with this situation. So let's see, I've been on here for an hour. I want to go on here and talk about the whole Bow Wow and Soulja Boy versus battle. Now, I got a chance to watch it. I thought it was dope. Okay, I thought it was a really good versus battle. Now, they're more or less my sister's generation. Like, I was into them as well. I listened to the music. I remember I have a picture of my oldest son, and he's dancing. Like, I had like this TV, you know how everybody had like the TV shows back in the day? And he's leaning on the TV shelf, and he's dancing to that song, Little Bow Wow. Little Bow Wow. You just don't know. Like, that's playing on the video. My son's like dancing to that song. So I've always been a fan of the music. Now, Bow Wow, he's gotten older. He's gotten messy and, you know, he's very petty. But it was a really fun battle to watch. And I think what I love the most about the Bow Wow and Soulja Boy battle is it brought a lot of people back. Like, I didn't even realize, like, how many damn hits Soulja Boy had. I mean, all the music he was playing, it's like, damn, I knew them word for word. Like, damn, I remember this. I remember everybody dancing to this. You know, in Charlotte, when people would throw house parties, I got dunk, I got it done. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's a dancer, all those songs, Kiss Me Through the Phone. Like, he's made a lot of hits, and he was like an innovator. And he does not get his flowers. Like, people just try to dismiss him as, oh, that's the guy that made, you know, you, Superman, you know, that song. But he's done so much since then. I mean, he's a writer, he's a producer, he's a beat maker. So he's about that bag. And then Bow Wow not only being a rapper and an entertainer, but also segueing into acting and being in movies and, you know, just being in the industry since he was a child. Like, I still remember when he came out with Death Row and he walked on stage with Snoop and Suge Knight and all them. So it's really funny to see how much they've grown. And it was dope, even though they hyped it up and they were beefing online and doing the whole back and forth. You know, it was funny to watch that on Twitter. But you could tell at the end of the day, they did really respect each other and they respected each other's craft. And I think my favorite part was when Romeo came out there. Now, he was doing a little bit too much advertising for me. I thought that was kind of corny. He came out there with the rap snacks. He was wearing the Moneta shoes. He was shouting out the noodles. You know, that was a bit much. But I do like the fact that he came out there, he did give them both their flowers, and that he did have to admit that, you know, there would be no Little Romeo and there'd be no Soulja Boy if it wasn't for Bow Wow laying the blueprint. And I think we're living in a day and age now where people are demanding their respect. They're demanding, you know, the contribution that they made to hip hop. You know, he may not have been like the best lyricist or the hardest person in hip hop, but Bow Wow definitely has songs that will stand the test of time. So I thought it was dope. I also liked when the Brat and JD and then the dude from the Franchise Boys, when they came out there and performed with him, I thought that was really cool that he bought them out there and they did that whole song. So I thought you can tell the Versus battle, they definitely got some more money. They got a bigger budget now, you know, because this one was more shot like a concert, you know, so I definitely like the flow of this more. You know, the worst battle to me, I'm sorry, hands down, was the Brandy and Monica. That was just so disappointing. It was just so dry. There was no chemistry there. This is how you do a battle. Just like the DMX and Snoop Dogg one, that was by hands down my favorite. The Bow Wow and Soulja Boy one, that's my next favorite. So I think they did really good. I don't know who won, though. Like, who do y'all think? So this is what I want to see. Put a teacup in the chat if you feel like Soulja Boy won. And put a puppy in the chat if you feel like Little Bow Wow won or Bow Wow. Because I'm still trying to, I kind of looked it up, but a lot of people are saying that Soulja Boy won. Some folks are saying Bow Wow. I don't really know who won. So who do y'all think won the battle? I think it was definitely mixed. I think it was definitely mixed. I think they both did a really, really good job. Okay, so I'm starting to see some teacups. Let's see here. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a lot of people are saying that, you know, they couldn't really pick because they like them both. But I think Soulja Boy had a, I don't know. I think Bow Wow had more stage presence. I'll say that. I think Bow Wow, you know, the way he was rapping, he was going in. He knew all his lyrics. He definitely had more of a stage presence than Soulja Boy. But I think Soulja Boy just had like a lot of really good bops. He had a lot of really good songs. I'm seeing like a little bit of everything. Okay, some people saying Bow Wow. I didn't get to see the Redman and Method Man one. I need to go back and watch that. I did not get a chance to watch that. I heard it was pretty good. See, it's mixed even here. I see teacups and I see puppy dogs. Bow Wow definitely runs. Soulja Boy doesn't have 20 years worth of song. Didn't have 20 songs. Yeah, Soulja Boy did play a few songs, you know, twice. But it looks like a lot of people saying Soulja Boy won. Has there been like an official? Because that's what I can't get from anybody. Somebody put a poodle. Somebody put a poodle emoji. So I'm assuming you're going for Bow Wow. Okay, now I'm starting to see more Soulja Boy. Okay, I'm starting to see more teacups. Big Draco. Okay. All right. I'm definitely seeing more teacups now. Okay. Yeah, I thought it was really interesting. And then it looks like they're going to be going on tour. So they're going to be doing a tour and everything else. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's not really a versus. They're all benefiting from this. You know, their streaming number is going to go up because, again, a lot of those songs brought people down memory lane and, you know, makes you want to go back and go check out those songs. So I thought it was dope. I thought it was really cool. But now what's really interesting is that Lil' Kim was asked during the BET, the pre-show, I believe, she was asked on the red carpet, would she ever do a versus? And Lil' Kim says she wants to do one with Nicki Minaj. So let me go ahead and play y'all this. I thought this was really interesting. So y'all listen to this.
Now I have to ask, right? Mm-hmm. Not going to say who against, but would you do a versus?
Yes.
You would do it?
Yes.
Oh, I see that. All right. Is there anybody that you would do it against, or you just ready for anybody?
Nicki.
Really? I would love to see that.
Yes, me too.
I would love to see that. Yeah, you had it right there.
None of it.
Now I have to.
All right, honey. So Lil' Kim says she wants a versus battle with Nicki. So let me ask y'all, are y'all team Nicki or team Lil' Kim? Who do you think would win in a versus? Put a B emoji if you think Lil' Kim. Put a unicorn if you think it would be Nicki Minaj. I got to see this. What do y'all think about that? Who do y'all think would win? Lil' Kim or Nicki Minaj? I think it would be interesting to watch. I would definitely be here for it because they both have a huge catalog of songs. Lil' Kim is iconic. She has a lot of damn music. So I would definitely be here for both. So I want to see what you guys think. Let's see here. Carmela Stevens sent 10. Says, hey, everybody, those tramps at the verses need to stop playing and give us a Tony versus mint condition. By the way, I missed your website. I click and read, laughing but serious. Thank you so much for the super chat. I missed the website too. It's going to come back, but it's just going to be more focused on just me and my brand. We're no longer doing blogging on there just because nobody goes to websites anymore. And it just became just too much to run on a day-to-day basis. But thank you for the love on the website. I really appreciate that. So let's see. What are y'all thinking? Let me read some more of these super chats here. The crowd was dry during the verses. I'll catch the playback. Yeah, the crowd wasn't really moving a lot. They looked like stand-ins. The crowd wasn't really hyped. I think they were just there to fill up space from what it looked like to me. So I definitely feel you on that one. So thank you for that, Andrea. Misty Blue sent 10. Says, T, it's 115 degrees in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm pregnant and overheated. I'm about to have a heat stroke after seeing your hot self on live. Thank you so much, Misty. Thank you, sis, for coming through, and thank you for the super chat. Stay hydrated. Stay cool, because it is crazy out there. So definitely take care of yourself and that baby. Let's see here. Veronica Estelle says, did you find any details about Safari bleaching his skin? Love you, T. Child. I don't know if it's real or not. Part of me wants to DM him like, Safari, why? Like, what is this about? Are you trying to be Erica Mena's color? Like, I don't get it. Damn, it's a battle in the chat right now. I'm seeing a lot of bees. I'm seeing unicorn emojis. The fandoms are definitely not playing right now. But as far as Safari, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't know why he'd want to, you know, bleach his beautiful brown skin. You know, he looks fine just the way he is. But again, like I always say, we are quick to judge people who bleach. You know, we love to judge bleachers. But in reality, is it any different than people getting breast implants or getting their ass done or getting lipo? If it's something that bothers you, you know, people are allowed to fix it, you know? But the unfortunate thing is with skin bleaching, it comes with a lot of dangers though. You know, when you're bleaching your skin, it can seep into like your pores and get into your bloodstream, mercury. So you wanna make sure that you're using safe products if that's how you get down. But, you know, I don't know if he's doing this for attention, if he's really trying to bleach his skin. You know, I don't know. Cause we know Safari, one thing about Safari, honey, he likes attention. So we'll see what happens if he ends up being Erica Mena's color. Then I got to give him the side eye because it's never that damn serious. So let me see here. But thank you for the super chat. Sedane Samuel says, hey, Auntie, I'm late to the stream. Just wanted to say I love you and your channel. I've been watching you since 2014. Thank you so much. And thank you for coming through, sis. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate you. Elizabeth says, wasn't Jamie? Okay, nope, I read that one. Sorry about that. So it looks like to me, in the chat, it almost looks like it's tied. I'm seeing a lot of bees. I'm seeing a lot of unicorns. So y'all are, I'm here for it though. So it'd be really interesting if Nikki is willing to take Little Kim up on her offer. Because I would definitely be here for that. Because those two have had, you know, they had their issues. They had their beefs in the past. But I think they both make good music. You know, regardless of the situation, I think they both can spit. They're both iconic. So that would definitely be a versus battle that I'm down to watch. So, yeah. So on that note, you guys, I've been on here for over an hour. This has been a good stream. Thank you guys so much for coming through. Thank you guys for the love. You know, I really, really appreciate it. So I'll see you guys again. I got some more podcasts coming out this week, so definitely stay tuned. So I'll talk to you guys later. You guys have a good evening. Bye.